God Knows Best, Chapter 12. The day began as usual for Melinda, up early, tend the chickens, bring in the milk, clean the barn, collect the eggs, and first, but most important, converse with God. Melinda had long ago made it a point to talk to God about the new day, knowing that without God and His instructions, things could be very muddled and contrary. But once she had her daily talk with her Lord, she knew her day was set to be a good one. All things did not always go the way she thought they might, but she knew God knew better, and she learned early on to respect His decisions. Now, she had a mind to go fishing, and when she had finished all her daily chores and received Ma's permission, she started down a path to the nearby lake and was distressed to find that someone had preceded her. Lying at her favorite spot was a man, scruffy and bearded, not out of the ordinary for those days, but his was different than Pa's beard because it was not trimmed neat and clean. As she drew near to him, an odor hit her forcibly, and she stepped back, repulsed, and almost ran away in disgust when the sweet inner voice of God quietly asked her to stay and show mercy. Melinda moved closer to him, holding her breath to the best of her ability, and asked him who he was and why he was laying here at her favorite place. The man told her, "Missy, I be not even sure about where I be, much less who I be." At this declaration, Melinda stepped very close, praying for God to keep her angel fast on duty, and said, "I am Melinda, and I see you are in a fine fix, not knowing who you are or where. I am thinking you be needing somebody to help you find yourself. I will help you, so I will be taking you to my Pa, for he be good at fixing things up." Melinda had no way of knowing that she had encountered her first drunken man, for drinking was unknown to her. She helped him to his feet, had him put his arm around her neck, a trial of great proportion, for the odor almost strangled her. At the time, all she could think about was how she could help him when she could barely breathe. As they walked slowly towards the dwelling place, she silently prayed that God would graciously prepare the family for this wreck of a man that she was taking home. Her Pa saw her coming down the lane and ran to help her by assisting the man and allowing Melinda to run into the house. She told the women folk what was going on and dutifully cleaned herself up some, knowing that she reeked of the vile odor the man emitted. The family was not taken back too much, for it was not unusual for Melinda to bring home something wounded. But this was absolutely the first time she brought home a drunken man. As was typical of their generous and hospitable spirits, they gave him opportunity to clean up, gave him a good meal, and then, sitting around the large and ample table, they shared the gospel. When he was sober, he remembered his name, John Dodge, and then told them that he had recently lost his family with the plague. Feeling life was worthless, he resorted to the vile act of drunkenness, hoping to wipe out all memory of the disaster. They all gently told him that God alone can heal all hurt and pain, for he knew pain and hurt firsthand. And after such love and caring, he began to see God himself and these kind people. Melinda told him that as young as she was, that she already knew that God was the answer to all life, good and bad, and that God surely had his hand on John Dodge that very day, for as she amply put it, "What if I had not been prayed and obeyed God? And what if I had run away from you and not be listening to my Lord and bringing you to my Ma and Pa for help? You can be seen God is watching out for you, can't you?" Mr. John Dodge then was seeing that God used people to reveal himself. When he had heard the full message of the gospel from these good folks, he decided that a God that had people like these on his side, he wanted to be on his side too. He quietly surrendered his life to God, blessing himself and all concerned. Melinda entreated her father to help Mr. Dodge to get a new start, and so Paul hired him to help bring in the new crop. This was the beginning of a lifelong friendship, and Mr. John Dodge gave up his old habits, adopting new ones that fit a proper man of God.